In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, our Lord reveals Satan's tactics and the strategy of demons, that is, those fallen angels who have permanently rebelled against God. And the strategy of the devil is division and conquest. The devils are always fighting. They don't take a day off. They are very stubborn. Hence, the devil is called in Greek diabolos, which means confusion. It comes from the verb diabolo, which means to divide, to cause confusion, to lie. So the demons divide and conquer by lying, as the serpent did to Adam and Eve, our first parents, making sin attractive and making virtue looking too difficult. And by sowing confusion and doubt concerning God's authority, goodness, and wisdom. Consequently, we are divided in ourselves, torn between the desire for God and the attachment to sin with its familiar vices. One of the things that happens to all of us is that we find ourselves falling in the same sins again and again. It is so discouraging. Sins of weakness are many, and they make us like slaves. What should I do? Number one is this: go back to confession. But I don't want to go back to confession because it makes me take advantage of God's mercy. Maybe. But look at that. The devil is a liar. He says, go in and sin. In any case, you will go to confession afterwards. You know, there is always confession in your church. Just do it now. You can sin. That's fine. It's not a big deal. You will go to confession and you will be forgiven. What happens is that after we sin, the devil says to the conscience, are you kidding me? You cannot go to confession. Are you kidding me? You are not going to do that. You just performed an ugly sin. You cannot again have recourse to God's forgiveness. Your sin is ugly. And you are ugly too. Look at you. All that you are is repetitive sin, and you are done. We see now the devil's strategy. The first step is you can presume God's mercy. He will forgive you. And the second step of his strategy is you cannot trust in God's goodness and forgiveness. If you find yourself having fallen into the ditch, don't allow discouragement to invade your heart, believing that your sins are greater than God's powerful forgiveness and immense goodness to keep you from receiving his grace and love. This powerful forgiveness and immense goodness is not that God is like a teddy bear. It is an effect of his omnipotence. It is what the Lord wants to give to us. The most dangerous, the ultimate weapon of the demon is discouragement, when I think that I am beyond God's help because I always fall into the same sins, or I cannot count on him to forgive me again. I am just so weak. Discouragement is the only weapon left by the devil against me to kill me. That means that our response, our reaction, has to be humility and hope. Humility is to understand that without the Lord, I am nothingness and powerless. Yes, there is a truth about me. I am weak. I am even weaker than I thought. And I need only Jesus' grace. I am weak. And I am even weaker than I thought. But now I know that Jesus is better than I thought. If in Lent I am again stuck in sin, what I need is twofold: humility and hope. And sometimes the soul says, today is a fresh start. This sin will be the last one, because today I make a fresh start and I get rid of that. It is better to say, I am weaker than I thought, and Jesus is better than I thought. The truth is that my hope is not in myself. My hope is in him. If in weakness I sin, in freedom I claim the Lord. Let every day be a new declaration of this truth. When I am most free, I choose the Lord. When I am the soul I want to be, I choose holiness. It is why there is always hope. Yes, in my weakness, I am stuck in sin. In his weakness, man sins. But in his freedom, man chooses God. It is what we do when we go back to confession and we tell the Lord, Jesus, I want nothing but you. It's why the confessional is like a hospital. It's a place of healing and divine grace. And this is my declaration of independence from the devil. I claim the Lord. Knowing my weakness, I claim the Lord. The big piece of knowledge is this: serious sin and serious prayer cannot coexist. One will kill the other one. If I find myself in serious sin and weakness, I need to have a serious prayer life. I need serious prayer to get back to freedom with a good confession, to start again. It's what the faithful, you and I, need, and he will win. If I have a time of daily mental prayer, if I have time for my daily rosary, I plant the flag before the Lord and I tell him, I am yours. When Jesus says in today's gospel that he cast out demons by the power, by the finger of God, he means that it is through the power of the divine spirit that we are liberated from the stronger man. The stronger man is Satan, because the spirit of God, who is love, cast out fear and sin. So, what is the spirit of God's strategy? Whereas the devil scatters and divides, the divine spirit brings unity into our lives. The work of the Spirit of God, therefore, counteracting the strategy of Satan, is to unite us in God through grace. It's also to unite us all together in charity. And it's also drawing us into communion with our Lord, through whom alone we find beatitude and peace. With him, our life will not be the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.